radio.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's what you wanted? I guess I'll have to tune in more often.
Bro, I just got an email from SUNY Oneonta IT saying that my account got deleted unless I click this link. Should I?
No! Report it. That's phishing.
But it looks real. It's some support at sunyoneonta-ithelp.biz.
Bruh, okay. Real IT emails come from at oneonta.edu. That's like getting a text from Jeff Bezos asking for your bank info.
So, if I clicked it...
Oh, your password gone. Your data stolen. And your dignity non-existent.
What do I do?
Okay, hold on. Here are some steps to combat these issues. Step 1, make sure to change your password. 2, check your multi-factor settings. Step 3, change the passwords for any other accounts that you might have used with that password.
Okay, dodged a bullet. Thanks, bro.
Yes, no problem. All right, now let's get back to important things like figuring out why the Wi-Fi dies every time that we need it most.
Hey everyone, welcome back and hope you had a restful break. Here's some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 20th, join the Health and Wellness Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center. This will be happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by the reception desk. Also happening on Monday, join Activities Council for their seasonal arts and crafts event. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the International Lounge. On Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m., join SUNY Oneonta for a transfer talk, roundtable conversation. This will be happening in the Welcome Center from 12 to 1 p.m. Lastly, on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a round of Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, join SUNY Oneonta's Counseling Health and Wellness Center for a Medication Take Back Day. This will be happening from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Fitz Lobby. Also happening on Wednesday, join the Global Education Office for Study Abroad Edition Trivia. This will be happening from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room of Hunt Union. Also happening on Thursday, join Film Club for their showing of Corpse Bride. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. Hope to see you there. On Friday, join WONY for our event Hollow WONY, featuring live bands like Coleslaw, The Witch, and Buffalo Joe and the Hobos. Costumes are encouraged. This will be happening from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for the return of Spooky Skate Jam. This will be happening from 1 to 9 p.m. on Water Street. Also happening on Saturday, join the GSA for Drag Ball. This will be happening from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the ballroom. Lastly, on Sunday, join the Activities Council for a Halloween decorating party. This will be happening from 6 to 9 p.m. in Hunt Union. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week, everyone, and keep it locked.
All right. We are back with the second hour of Cleaning Out the Attic. My name is On A-N-H. I'm your DJ On Air, A-O-N-N. And we're back. Okay, so hopefully, guys, you enjoyed the news and the bumpers. Remember that you're listening to WONY 90.9. And remember to keep it locked always and every day and all the time. So we ended the last hour with... Where'd it go? Portishead on the album Dummy, which actually I really, really enjoyed. I want you guys to know that when I say I do like music, or like when I say that I like an album or a song, I'm not lying. If you know like what I used to play on my previous show from last year, you'll know it was very different. So I want you guys to know I'm not lying and being like, wait, this is so good, because why would I do that? Why would I lie to you about that? It's a stupid thing to lie about. And this is like I didn't play the talk show bumper. All views and opinions expressed are of that of the host of the hour, not reflective of WONY as a whole. Anyways, if I didn't like something, I would just tell you that I didn't like it. As simple as that. So I actually really enjoyed that. I think I liked Sour Times more than I liked Mysterions. That's the two that played. And on Sour Time, something about her voice where she was, I don't know what the lyric was, but it kind of reminded me of Boa a little bit, which I wish I had a CD of. Or maybe we have one. I don't know. But what album was that? Boa on the album Elephant. That's my favorite one. But she has another one I really like. If you were to hold one hand over the shoulder, would you see me? Would you see the other side of me? And yeah, we can't sing anymore. But yes, it's a good one. So we already played two off Portishead, so we're just gonna play one more. Ow. Ah. Oh my god, there's something in my eye. Oh my god, help me. Someone help me. Okay, I got it. We're just gonna head to the third song, which is Strangers off the album Dummy by Portishead. Please take a listen. All right. So that was Strangers off the album Dummy by Portishead. My favorite of the three that we played. Something about it was really reminding me of, I'm going to butcher this pronunciation, Sibomateo, I don't know. But similar, except it's in Japanese. I loved it. I don't know how to talk about it. The sample. I like a loop sample. I like something that's like weirdly industrial and technical and like machinery sounding. So I really enjoyed that one. We'll definitely try to round out this album by the end of the semester. Because I really enjoy those first three tracks. There's 11 on it, so let's see. Got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more to get through. So, I don't know. I don't really know how many weeks left we have in the semester. I'm just kind of winging it at this point. So what next? Let's see. I feel like Massive Attack might be very similar, genre-wise. So we might put on Massive Attack next, but let me double check because I'm pretty sure there's a few that we can't hear. Let me see. Well, Massive Attack, we have Protection, Karma Coma, 3, Weatherstorm, Spying Class, and Better Things. I forgot there's schmutz on it. All right, I gotta clean off the schmutz on this thing, guys. Give me a second. But anyways, really good stuff. I'm realizing there's actually, in the attic, there are a lot of trip-hop albums and trip-hop bands, and which is funny because I used to say that I didn't like trip-hop, like, at all. By I used to, I mean, like, 2 months ago. And I think that's just because I would get in the car with my dad, and then he put on an absolutely horrible trip-hop song. But these ones are okay. Which it really makes me wish that I had my Everything But the Girl CD. Because I don't know. I really don't know where it went. I have no idea. Why is Google like this? Oh my god. Did we play? No, we didn't play. We didn't play Master Tap. We played a different one that was blue. And I can't remember what it was. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, let's put Massive Attack in. So this is... Sorry. Yeah. All right, this is Protection, the album Protection by Massive Attack. Also don't know anything about it. I'm assuming it's going to be similar to what we just played, but I'm not 100% sure. So you guys just got to be patient with me because I don't know. I don't know. Alright. Are you guys ready? Is this... Oh, it's taking a little while to load. Okay, no, we got it. We got it. Alright, are you guys ready? I'm ready. Alright, play the album. This is... What is this? This is Protection by Massive Attack, and the next two... Well, I don't know if we'll play the next two, but the next two are Protection and Karma Coma, but I'll let you know after this plays. Alright, go!
always say this love is best. Will leave us in emotional pace. Take a walk, taste a rest. No, take a rest.
I seen you digging a hole in your neighborhood. You're crazy, but you're lazy. No need to live in a lean-to. Your troubles must be seen to. See through money like it's paper. With faces I remember. I drink on a daily basis. The way soda cools my temper. It never cools my temper.
Walking through the suburbs, they're not exactly lovers, you're a couple, especially when your body's double duplicate, and then you wait for the next Kuwait. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma, karma coma, Jamaica and Roma, karma coma, Jamaica and Roma, karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. But when there's trust, there'll be treats. Someone with funk will hear beats. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. 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 Thank you.
Was the album Protection by Massive Attack. And the three songs that just played were Protection, Karma Coma, and Three. Amazing, 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 beautiful, 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 beautiful songs. I really enjoy those. I think I like Protection and Three more than Karma Coma. And I think Three was probably my favorite. I'm not an art major. I don't know the correct words to describe these. I don't know about the timbre or the dynamics or the volume. But I thought Protection was great because it had a little droning ambient kind of noise to it and a little piano track, which I love. And similar with Three. And I really love her voice. When I was listening to Karma Coma as the second one, it reminded me of a different... Or maybe I talked about this already. It was reminding me of a different artist. I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was Sibo Matteo, like I was telling you guys earlier. But if I remember, I'll let you know. All right. I really enjoyed that. That was a really good three songs. And I would also love to get through the rest of that album before the end of the semester. I don't know if we will. But if you guys feel so inclined, if you enjoyed that, I would definitely go find... somewhere you can listen to it. I don't know. I'm sure it's on any of your music streaming platforms. or maybe if you prefer to own it, have the physical media, I'm sure you could find it somewhere. You guys are resourceful and intelligent and smart. Okay, so those are, we played all the ones I really, really wanted to play. No. Oh my god. Genre shift, we did not play the J-pop CD. We got to get through this one. All right, this is J-pop CD, just says J-pop CD. Compilation 2003 Sony Computer Entertainment America. No, it's Sony Music Entertainment, sorry. So I actually have already listened to this, like, a lot of times. So I kind of have an idea of which ones I like. But I think I'm just going to play the top three for you, which are One Third Pure Heart Emotion, True Blood, and Tommy Feberet Macaron. They're all different artists since it's a compilation CD. It's not like a thing. So, you know what? Since it's all different artists, we could probably just keep playing the songs. But I'll just stop after the first three for you guys. I believe, I don't know by the name, but I know, like, two of these are an anime intro. Either anime intro or outro. I think, again, I don't know which one is the intro, which one is the outro, but they're both for, what is it? They're both for, what is, oh god, what is the anime with the samurai? Rurouni Kenshin. I don't know how to say it. Rurouni Kenshin. It's the samurai and he has the red hair and the ponytail. And then he's like, I'm just a chill guy. And everyone's like, no, you need to be a samurai. And he's like, oh, I'm chill. I'm not even a samurai like that. But then when something bad happens, he's like, yeah, I actually am a samurai and I'm cracked. Something like that. Anyways, I don't know. I haven't watched it in a while and I didn't finish it. I don't think it was bad. I just think I didn't really care. Oh my god. No, me. All right, let's play it. Where is it? All right. This is J-pop CD. This first one is CM Shade, One Third Pure Heart Emotion. Please listen. Pure Heart Emotion.
I love you sae ienai de iru my heart. Nagakute nemurenai yoru ga kimi no omoi sore wa koi nan desu to sa.
Thank you.
are back with me, your DJ. You're on. My name is On, DJ On Air. All right, that was J-Pop CD, nondescript J-Pop CD. And the songs that played were CM Shade, One Third, Pure Heart Emotion, Zone, True Blue, and Tommy February to the Sixth Power, Tommy February Macaron. Really, really good. You know me. You know I love J-pop from any era, any time, any, like, whatever. I don't care. I love J-pop. And I know for sure now that one of, I think it was Zone, True Blue Zone, that was the intro to that one anime, Rurouni Kenshin. So really good. I love that, and I would love to get through the rest of that album. I like this playlist. Towards the end of the semester, but not a priority. I would really rather finish Massive Attack with you guys, or even what was the other one we played? Portishead. I would really love to get through Portishead too. Yeah, I really love that. I feel like listening to these, all of these are relatively old. You know, most of them are more than 20 years old at this point. Maybe except for some 41. Well, that's 2007, so it's very close. Or really, it's 10 years old. No, 20. Yeah, very close. We're 2025 right now. I feel like it's different listening to it from like a streaming website or whatever, versus listening to it on like an actual speaker, like a monitor. Do you know what I mean? I just feel like these songs are better played out loud, the older they are. My dad recently got me, because he knew I was looking for one, I was like, I want a CD player, because we used to have a CD, like, radio tape player, and then it disappeared, I don't know where it went, but I was like, I want one, so he found one at the thrift store for me, which was great. That was exactly what I was looking for. It's perfect. It's kind of big, but it's perfect, and I think it's just a lot of the, like, because some of these CDs I have heard, and I usually listen to them online or something. I think they sound very different when they're played on the speaker, just out loud. It's like how if you watch old animes you can watch now on, like, your big screen, your TV or whatever, and, like, they look all right. They look good. But if you watch it on, like, your old tube TV, it looks, like, good. I don't know how to say it. Like, it looks like how it was meant to be watched, with, like, the pixel screen bloom and whatever. Do you know what I mean? So maybe it's something like that. Or maybe I'm just making something up. You know, I'm not really, like, an audiophile or anything, so I can't really be like, yes, well, the intricacies of this audio technique, oh my god, I forgot the word for machinery, device, oh no, equipment, well, the bit got ruined, so it's okay. But yeah, I have this beautiful CD player, and I brought it in my room, so I don't think I annoy my roommate too much with it, but I hope she would let me know. But it's just nice. I do it while I use my homework and stuff, because for me, I'm the kind of person who's like, I get stuck in, like, transitional periods, you know what I mean? So, like, if I get up, waking up, fine, but getting out of bed, difficult. Or if I get back from class and it's like, all right, I gotta put my stuff down, take my homework out, it's time to transition, like, we're changing gears, that's difficult for me, because I'll just end up sitting there and staring at the wall. So I notice playing something usually helps me out more, helps me focus more, and it's just a lot better. If you wonder why I'm just talking your ear off about random stuff, is because I ran out of CDs a little bit. I mean, we could play Tower of Power, but we only got like 10 minutes left. Well, yeah, that's enough for a tower. Well, we could listen to one. Do you guys want to listen to one? What did we play? Please come back to stay. God, you come to a decision. on a cell. I don't know. Hey, let's put on Tower Power. Why not? Just for the one time. And that way we can have a show where I actually did play all of the CDs that I brought, as opposed to getting through, like, one of them and then realizing the rest of them aren't in the case. So, why not? Alright, guys, pick a number from 1 to 14. 7. What's 7? Educated bump. That's just a bump. I don't want to just play a bumper. We'll play the bump and then the song after it, which is Mama Lied. How about we do that? That's a good idea, guys. Oh, let me get the bump going, because by the time I put it on the, cue it up, it's, the bump's over. What is this? The Educated Bump Part 1. Alright, Tower Power. The Educated Bump. And then Mama Lied after that. And then the show's over. No! right. Okay. Oh, so that was Tower of Power, Educated Bump Part 1, and Mama Lied. So we are wrapping up the show. Thank you for joining me. Every Sunday, 10 to 12, I have Cleaning Out the Attic with On, your DJ On Air. Next, what's all going on next episode? I have no idea, guys. I'm so hungry, I can't think. I have so much work to do, and I just want to go back to bed. So I don't know what's going on next Sunday. If you were not here for the first 2 hours of my show, what were you doing? Jerk. Should have been here. But quick recap, we started with Sum 41, Underclass Hero, the album Dummy by Portishead, Protection by Massive Attack, three random songs off the nondescript J-pop CD, and we ended it off with a little bit of Tower of Power. And that's all the CDs I brought today, so I can actually say that I played all the CDs that I brought today, and which was, what, five? One, two, three, four, five. Yeah. So I'm very happy about that. I don't know about you guys, but if I don't accomplish anything else today, I accomplished playing all the CDs that I brought. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I hope everyone got their laundry done. I hope everyone had breakfast. I hope everyone did their homework and they can, like, take a nice new nap, because that would be awesome. I'd be so happy for you, and I would be living through you. But it's okay if you didn't. I will be here again, like I said, next Sunday. Thanksgiving is coming up soon, so I hope everyone's excited for that. I'll be here next Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12, unless some unforeseen unforeseen circumstance arises. My name is On. I'm your DJ On Air. This was Cleaning Out the Attic. I hope you guys have a wonderful morning, afternoon. I'll see you all Sunday. I'll miss you guys, okay? Bye!
Weight on my chest is getting lifted. Maybe for once you see me clear right now. But just in case you feel it.
Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine.
You're listening to WONY, Coney Island. Stay spooky and keep it locked.
'Nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, welcome back, and hope you had